fucking play. I mean, honestly. I called our curriculum that we'll be using this summer because they were supposed to have the lessons out for June and July. Today, and they said that they had some weird like update or something, so it won't be out until next Monday. So I'll kind of teach you how to operate Orange. Tomorrow we'll kind of talk about it from the limited experience that I have with Orange. I actually have a lot of experience with it, but it's gonna be hard to like actually do it if you can't really see it. Does that make sense?
No, I'm not concerned.
Okay. So yeah, so VBS is good. There's been volunteers who have been kind of stepping up to say yes to serving, and so I'm excited about that. As far as the lesson plans for through May, we're good on that. Like I said, June and July, you'll just kind of have to hand it to
I'll
teachers.
I'll write a curriculum.
So there's that. Easter went great, I felt, yesterday. I mean, there was a lot of people here, and so that was like a win to see a lot of my families who hadn't been back in a while, so like the Devania, yeah, that's what I was saying. So Alicia and Vivian and that family, they were here, and Vivian, she calls us the Shine Jesus' Light Church, and so she was excited to introduce me to her dad once again, and I was like, yeah, we know each other, and so that was good to see them, and there was a couple of other families that, like I said, hadn't been back in a while that was good to see. I saw one lady who had offered to serve in the children's ministry, but then I hadn't seen her in like a year. I was like, hey, you're back. And she's like, I've been going here for 25 years. But I'm like, yeah, I haven't seen you in 25 years now. So that was kind of neat. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
We onboard Jeff tomorrow. That starts tomorrow. So that's a win. Yeah.
So how are you doing with all this transition?
Good. So I keep getting asked that question, and I think that Kaylin asked me today. She said, "Are you in denial?" And I was like, "I don't think so, but also I don't know." I started packing up a little bit on Saturday, and that's kind of when it like the realization that this is actually happening kind of hit me, and I was like, "Oh yeah, this is like I'm actually moving." Like, I gotta start packing. And so I think I'm good. I ask me on Sunday and we'll see if that's different. So
ask me on Monday.
That's it. There you go. Yeah, I started packing my books today. So it looks like a cleaner office. I know everybody's gonna be excited about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Until I show up in there.
That, there you go.
The exact opposite.
Make it horrible. No. Yeah. So I'm good. I think that's my
What's answer. Your actual moving date?
Yeah, so I'm moving. So the plan is, so the 7th's my last day on, like, being here. And then I'm going to go straight to Jonesboro. We have small group that night
that
and all that stuff.
Okay, yeah.
And so I'm going to leave on the 8th. Is my plan. Be all packed up and out of the house for my landlords. Yeah.
Are you doing a U-Haul and you need help packing the trailer and things, or do you have things lined up? What's your need there?
Yeah, I mean the only heavy thing really is
the dresser,
and so like. Outside of that, it's been kind of cool because like there's so many people who have asked if they can come and help me pack. Like Peggy was like, I can come and like help you like pack things into boxes, and I'm like, no, I don't need all that. I'm like, that's just different.
Better have everything packed up when I get to the house.
Yes, and so yeah, I to answer your question, I think I'm pretty set with that. Okay. So that's a win.
Are you gonna get down there in time for the solar eclipse?
It starts at 2. That's my plan and my hope. Because Arkansas, I was talking with Jim McCoy this morning, and he said Arkansas is the best place to see the solar eclipse. Mm-hmm. And I remember it from 2017 when it happened then. And I was like, wow, this actually is really pretty. So my plan is to be in Jonesboro by 2. We'll see if that works.
Like 9 or 10.
Yeah, that's kind of the hope.
Is St. Louis, we're not in the totality, no, but are we
97%
to 98%? Oh, that much?
Yeah, we're
okay,
pretty
I wasn't
good.
Sure.
Yeah.
I knew we were close.
Starts at like 12, 13 and goes till 3, 13 or something. Okay. And 2 o'clock is when it'll be the totality.
Okay. I didn't realize we were that close. So. We still got sunglasses from the last time. So. Pack rats,
Yes.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, good.
All right. Well, appreciate the plan and the update.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, you got everything you need, you think, to?
We'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah. We will start all that tomorrow. I think, like, Elizabeth will have paperwork for you to do, and then we will start file sharing and all of that good stuff, kind of run through kind of the action plan. So,
Again, appreciate you stepping in there.
Yeah.
You see that today. But at the next elders meeting, you may be like, we need to stop.
Well, yeah, whatever. We'll put you on the agenda.
Brad will take it over.
There we go.
All right, Nathan.
Okay.
We missed you last time.
You know, I've been busy.
Just what were you doing last time? So we want to know.
Church on the streets last week.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's it. I was playing hooky. I was looking at my notes and I realized I was like, oh, February 26th was my last elders meeting. So I completely skipped over March. So in March, we had our spring retreat and that was a big success by my standard of my first time planning a whole retreat by myself. I didn't have the other youth ministers to rely on, like at Refuge. Yeah. It just me and last year, of course, we had the staff training that took up half of our retreat, and so that one was easy, but this one was really good, and I just had great people come in and speak, like Jeremiah here. Thanks for doing that. The theme was Go and Tell, pretty much just based on testimonies, and so I just had people come share their testimonies, and I taught Friday and Sunday, but anyway, that's besides the point. Next weekend is our SALT retreat, so another retreat for our student leaders. It'll be our last meeting of the year, just to say thanks for their hard work, and we'll cast vision. And a lot of things I do, I bounce ideas off of my leaders, and so it's not just my brain that's in the works, it's the brains of my leaders who have done a great job this year of bringing people in and creating the culture that I was kind of shooting for. I mean, just last Wednesday, it felt like we had 18 kids, but it felt like half of them were friends that people brought. It felt that way. I don't think that was the case.
Tell me again who your leaders are.
So I have 8 leaders. That'd be Sophie, Sydney, Marissa, Izzy, Max, Jaden, Isabel, and Rosaline. We have 8 leaders, so we'll lose 3 seniors, and we'll look to onboard a couple this fall. But we're going to go to Columbia next weekend. We're going to stay at Fairview Road and just, you know, talk about the year and then talk about the future and stuff like that. And then as far as graduation Sunday, I've started the process of working on that. I've invited Sydney's friend Paige, who just recently joined, to be celebrated because, I mean, she joined probably January and she's been involved and she just has a great story and she's all about the youth group and her mom's church doesn't really have a youth group. And I'm like, well, we'd love to celebrate you. So we'll have 5 seniors this year for graduation Sunday. I've been hesitant to ask Sydney's boyfriend. Sydney's dating a boy, but I'm like, he's in the same boat. He's been coming recently, but like it's one of those things where it's like, what if they broke up before graduation Sunday? That'd be kind of awkward. Anyway, so, but he's kind of in the same boat too, where his family goes to a church that there's no young people. all that say, Cindy's been fantastic about, one, bringing people and inviting people, which is funny because she's the product of being invited herself by Marissa back in seventh grade,
yeah,
to my knowledge, and now she's kind of doing that. And
her and Marissa have kind of gone their separate ways, and she's just so connected that it didn't make any difference.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's great. So things are going well. Those are awesome. Like my three big points for today.
Yeah.
Are you going? No, you're not going. You'll come back on Saturday night.
Next weekend, we'll be back Sunday. So we're going to go to Fairview for church, and then we'll be back. We'll go to lunch and then come back after lunch. So we leave Saturday morning and then come back Sunday around 3-ish or so.
But this Sunday, is it this coming Sunday?
No, next Sunday, the 14th.
Okay,
the
14th. That makes more sense.
Okay. Yes. trust me, I schedule all around all the big church events.
Yeah, you said next Sunday, but I got you now. Okay.
And Kaylin tried to schedule me to sing on the 14th. Yeah. I was like, sorry, I'm gone.
True. He'll be celebrating my birthday. No.
I won't know who you are.
That's true. That's true. I'll be excommunicated.
Is that the salt retreat?
Yes.
Next weekend or in 2 weeks?
That's what he said.
The 13th and 14th.
He meant 2 weeks.
So not this upcoming weekend, but next weekend.
Okay.
The 13th.
All right, all right, yeah, that's.
Yeah, because it'd be this weekend would be the
7th. Jeremiah's going away.
Next weekend would be the one after. But
I will be
so far away that it's almost 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was going to say, just real quick in front of all of you, I just want to give kudos to Nathan because. One of the things that I noticed, I've been here almost 2 years, and I've seen, I guess, almost two groups kind of leave.
Mm.
And this is probably the most connected group that I've seen as far as, enjoying each other, but then also stepping out of enjoying each other to go get other people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the things when we were hiring, I remember we said we want to see those kids who would be on the fringe, right, start to feel a little connected. And I feel like we've started to see some shifts in that. You know, we've seen the Kennedy boys who I hadn't really seen be as connected, be a part. I've seen Sam West a little bit, I've talked with him a couple of times, and he's like, I think it's really cool. Now, will he come to the stuff?
Yeah.
Probably not, but he's like, I think it's, the youth group looks really cool. And I'm like, go sit down. No, Sam.
Okay.
I was talking with him 2 weeks ago. And then Jordan Palmer, who has now started, sitting with the youth group. That's been neat to watch, to see these kids. We're still working on David, Brett. I see you
looking at me. Keep praying for that boy. Keep praying for that boy.
Came on Sunday, even though Tora was out of town.
I was so proud.
Wait, what came on Sunday?
Jordan.
Jordan Palmer.
Well, Todd Mayberry just asked me last weekend about bringing him on Wednesdays. I'm like, bring him.
Wow.
Now, Makai, did you meet Makai?
That sounds familiar.
She
Journey
came one time.
And Michaela's sister. She's in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. So I invite her to come on Wednesday nights.
I think I
don't quite
know
her connection.
I met them months ago, and she was very reluctant to even go to Sunday class. Bible class.
Yeah.
She's very hesitant and nervous, it seemed.
Her and Mercedes, so she has a good friend, Mercedes. They will do anything when your granddaughter is here. But if your granddaughter is not here, they have no part of it. So we just got to get Anaya here every week.
When Makai came in and hung out with us in the nursery for a while. For a good, just hanging out with the girls.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, thanks for guys for doing that the nursery yesterday. Was that you?
I had the easy job. Yeah. I had...
Sedona,
and she was sleepy, so I was in the rocket chair.
All right,
she was sleeping the whole time.
Yeah.
I didn't get sleepy then. it was great.
Pretty easy. Good.
Yeah, that was it.
Thank you.
Good job. Continue.
No, I'm done.
Good.
That's great, Nathan.
So, how you doing?
I'm good. I feel like I'm probably not taking too well of myself physically.
Yeah, you don't look good.
Just in general. I don't look as good as I used to, you know.
In your opinion.
Back in my college days, you know. Now, outside of me physically, you know, things are good. Spiritually, mentally, I think I'm good. Just physically, I don't.
Is that just not being in an exercise routine or something?
Yeah, probably.
You're still playing basketball, right?
That's not enough. And I've gotten off and that's only once a week, unfortunately. Right. And then like tomorrow, there's no basketball because of the polling, which you know I think is a crime, but it's okay. And then I missed 2 weeks in a row. We didn't play it like 2 weeks ago because no one was here. I couldn't tell you why I missed the other week. I could, but
I probably could.
No particular reason. Even this past month I've been out of rhythm. So
that's what a woman.
That's what girls will do to you.
That's it.
That's what a woman will do to you.
Are you Twitter pated?
My what?
Are you Twitter pated?
Twitter pated.
That's an old word. You don't know that one?
I know Twitter.
Tell us.
That's from Bambi. None of you guys watch Bambi?
No. It's been too long.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to go back and look up Twitter page.
Twitter page. Okay. I thought it had something to do with Twitter. Bambi. That's what I thought.
Me too. I was like, well, now we have to call it X.
Yeah.
No. I know the term Twitter. Now it's X.
Okay, I thought maybe it'd be a good idea. I just put on the... To have a debrief about yesterday overall, I think we've had a few comments about, but it seemed to be very well received and big crowd. And but don't ever schedule me to go up there after the kids sing. Yeah.
He did a great job.
You did. Gosh. Like a grandpa.
I mean, I was bawling before they got through the first verse. But
I love it.
That part seemed really good. And then as we crossed over to the park, I saw families. I assume they were there during church, but I don't know.
No, like there was a lot of them that were just waiting
outside.
About 30. Yeah. What did you say, Steve? 30, I think?
Is about 20.
Like 20 or 30 or something like that. Yeah. We're just standing in the lobby waiting for the
That's disappointing.
And we say living in the lobby. So where were they actually?
In the lobby. Just
Not even down by the
side. Some of them, they were starting to float down as church was starting to end, I think. Because I saw them walk by. Some of them walked by.
But they sat in the four-year space most of the time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so Eric was out there
20 minutes
protecting the Timothy money. He's like, I don't know.
Eric seemed, I think he was genuine about this, but he said he was a little anxious about it all at the, you know, like it just all seemed, meaning more than awkward.
Huh.
It was his perception that we have church going on and our group in there, and then these people waiting, but not in church.
Yeah.
And so I don't have a strong, I missed it all. Asian, I was just getting his assessment of it. And it's not, Eric's not one to usually not be able to roll with things. And then he added right at the end. And then he felt like he needed to kind of watch the Timothy campaign stuff too, which.
I say, check your biases, buddy.
Well.